Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Shatton Junior School. My name is Rohanna Shanks, and I'm the principal of this particular school, and I'm really proud to serve ESF as a general body. Welcome. I hope that you really enjoy this morning's induction. We're very, very excited to have your child coming to our school and to go through our school with us for the next 6 years. I'm looking forward to meeting every single one of your children, and I know that many of them are coming from our associated kindergartens, and those that are not, I'm really looking forward to meeting you too. And I can't wait to get started in August. I'm gutted that this is the second year running we're having to do our induction online, because it would have been fabulous to bring you all into the school. But what I do promise mums and dads is that as soon as it's possible, we will bring you in and show you around our beautiful school. And I'm very excited to tell you that we are expanding our year one and two provision to provide a great big open area in the centre of where the classrooms are, because we're moving the school around. So that will be something new and exciting, and you will be the first year ones to have a big play area just outside your classroom. So that's somewhere that mums and dads eventually will be able to come and work with us as parent helpers. So parents, I hope you're ready to be our partners and come and join us in Shatton Junior School and support your child through the school as part of our family as well. So very important to us is looking after your children. And what we don't know, we don't know. So it's important for us that you are able to communicate with us and to tell us what's going on, what you would like to know, and to share information. And we have lots of avenues for you to do that. We've got the school website, we've got Velocity, which I know many of you are used to if you're in ESF kindergartens already. And we've got Padlets for comments as well, which we respond to on a daily basis. So I am very excited of looking forward to looking after your child and taking them through the school with me for the next 6 years with you together. And I know that my teaching team here are very excited too to meet your children. As I said, we would have loved to have done this in person, and I can't wait to meet those of you who I don't know already face to face in the near future. For any parents that are unable to attend this particular session today, don't worry, it's all recorded and it's going to be online, and you will be able to pick up information later on. Also, between now and the summer, please do use all the available channels to connect with us. And we've got a wee slideshow that Miss Drager, who's the VP, will be able to show you in a minute, which has all those links to it so you can see them there. But I am genuinely very, very excited to see you all. And I'm very excited to have you coming to my school, which I like to believe is the best one in the foundation. But of course, we're one foundation, which is not fair for me to say that. And the other thing you need to know about me is I also have a child going into year one this year at an ESF school, but not this one. So I'm going to be keenly comparing what's going on and bringing all their best practice into our school too. So thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to pass over to Miss Drager. Please, 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 if you need to reach out to me, do so. I'm never too busy to listen to you, and I'm never too busy to work with your child. I am very excited, as I keep saying, to have you coming to this school. There is 150 of you coming in August, and that's quite a lot of children. But I tell you, hopefully by the October break, I will know everyone's names, because we make a big effort to learn all the children's names. So hopefully if I see you, you say, good morning, Mrs. Shanks. And I will say, good morning. And you tell me what your name is so that I can remember it. Is that okay, year one? Good. Thank you. So can't wait to see you in person. I'm going to try and join some of the sessions today just to see you in class with your friends. And As I said, I can't wait to have you in the building. And I can't wait to have your mums and dads in the building, because they've not really been able to come in either. So we'll make a big plan that as soon as the social distancing restrictions are lifted a little bit more, we can bring your mums and dads in to see the spaces in August. Okay, potentially September, maybe October, because we've had no parents on campus this year at all, because we haven't been able to. And that's really unusual for this school, because we've got a great big PTA for the parents to join and take part in the school. And we've also got a school council as well. So there's lots of opportunity for you to engage. The other thing I need to mention as well, that if you are concerned about your child's learning, do speak to us. It's our job to include your child.
It's our job to educate your child. So we take great pleasure in working alongside any challenges that you do have or any concerns you do have. There is no problem too small to mention to us. We'd rather know than not know. So I'm going to pass on to Ms. Drager. As I said, my name is Rahana and I'm your principal, and I'm very much looking forward to looking after your child. Thank you very much for trusting me to do that. I don't take that lightly at all, particularly given that we've been in a situation where parents have not been able to come into school. But what I do promise is I will look after your child as if they were my own, and I'll make all the best choices I possibly can for them in every moment in the school. So thank you. I look forward to meeting you personally, and I hope you have a really good morning. So girls and boys, if you've not got your cameras on just now, if you put them on just so I can wave to you, so I can see all your faces. Hi there. Oh, it's very exciting to see you all. Give you another wave. My name is Mrs. Shanks, as I said, and I'm your principal, and I can't wait to work with each of you. And when I see you every day, I'm going to say good morning, and you're going to say good morning, Mrs. Shanks, and tell me your name, okay? That's the deal. See you on day one. Bye, everybody. I'm going to pass you over now to Miss Drager. See you soon. Yes, of course. I'm going to put some slides on. Here we go. There we go. That's the school, everybody. Isn't it beautiful? That's the school. That's the school you're coming to. And I'll move on to the next slide as well, or I'll try to. Oh, and yes, we do want every child to be all they can be. And look at this group of adults. That's our teachers and our senior leaders. I wonder if you can spot which one's me. Okay, I'm going to pass you on to Miss Drager now. See you all soon. Parents, feel free to communicate. I'm here for you and I'm here to serve. Thank you so much, and thank you for joining the ESF family. Take care.
Thank you, Mrs. Shanks. Good morning, everybody, and a huge welcome from me as well. As Mrs. Shanks said, I'm Elise Drager and I'm one of the vice principals here at the school. We are so, so excited to be welcoming all of you, all of our new families to SJS. I'm going to introduce you to some very important staff, some very important people who will be working with you next year. You've met Mrs. Shanks, and you can see my photo up there as well as Brian Turner, who's our other vice principal. And Miss McMillan, Trudy McMillan, who is part of our leadership team and a lead teacher for curriculum in the school. And Miss McMillan works very closely with the year one and two children in our school. Very, very importantly are our year one teachers. And you can see their lovely faces there, and they're very, very much looking forward to meeting you this morning and today. So we have Andy Youngs, Mari McLeod, Brooke Bliss, Angela Hyde, and Oliver Lennon. And we also have a wonderful team of educational assistants who also work with the children in the school and will be working with your children. Let's move on to the next slide. Okay. At SJS, we value inclusivity, well-being, making a difference, and flexible minds. And the two areas that I particularly want to talk about this morning are inclusivity and well-being. We are an inclusive school. We value diversity, the diversity of our student population, our family and staff population. Our teachers, our educational assistants, will personalise learning to meet the needs of every child in our school, all of our learners, in partnership with you, in partnership with our parents, and that's so important to us. As Ms. Shanks said, the well-being of your children is of utmost importance to us. We want children, we know that children will do their best learning when they are feeling happy, when they're feeling safe, and when they're enjoying what they're doing. So that is so important to us, that we help them to be feeling physically, emotionally, and mentally safe and calm and ready to learn. And it's been a very interesting 2 years for our new children coming up for their K1 and K2 years. So we're hoping that moving into year one, we'll be able to move forward with a more stable year and really thinking about having some great learning. We've both, Mrs. Shanks and I, have said that we value our partnerships with you. That's so important. Children do best. They thrive in their learning when we are working together. The teachers, the educational assistants, the leadership team, working together with you and with your children. There are a number of ways that you can be involved in the school and in your child's learning. We love having parent volunteers in our school. Now, unfortunately, we haven't, and you would know from the kindergarten as well, we haven't been able to have our parent volunteers. We do hope that next year that will change and we'll be able to invite you into the classrooms and into the school to be involved in the children's learning in that way. Mrs. Shanks mentioned that you can be a member of the PTA and we would encourage you to do so. We do have a number of Parents as Partners events. Information that's shared about your children's learning and things that are going on in the school, they will be face-to-face where that's possible, online where it's not possible. And we record those events so that you can always follow up on them at a later date. There are also, when we're able to, there will be events in school where things like our school fairs and other events, barbecue events, social events, where you can come and join in as a school community. We look forward to meeting you face to face in those events. Mrs. Shanks also mentioned that there are a number of ways that you can keep in touch with the school and see what's going on, what's happening. We have the school website, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and there is the information that's shared on Velocity. And I know that many of you who have already had a look at that, if you haven't, you'll be able to see all sorts of information about the school, about year one, information from your class teachers, stories and things that have been shared. So do have a look on there and you'll be able to access the Padlets as well if you have any questions or anything that you would like to share with us. So that's all that we need to share with you for the moment. Very soon you'll be meeting with your class teachers and hearing some information from them. I hope that you enjoy that and then have a wonderful time, children, when you actually get to meet your teacher and do some fun activities with them this morning. And can't wait to see you in August.
Mrs. Drager, just before we sign off, if I could remind all parents, please, to create your username so it says your child's name and parent next to it. So Brooklyn Chan's parent, for example. This just enables us to make sure we're letting the right people into those meetings.
Can I just follow up again? There's 167 of you here today, which is really exciting. Thank you so much for that attendance. We hope that you actually feel that way and come to all our events. We do have many parent webinars and workshops as we move forward around about curriculum, around about assessment, you know, around about health and wellbeing, because wellbeing is a really big, important part of the school just now because of post-COVID work with the children. A lot of the children haven't been in social situations for quite a long time, and it's really important that we do give that nurture to our children moving forward from here. So as I said earlier on, we are excited, we're happy to be working in partnership, and we are delighted that you chose us. So take good care, enjoy this morning, and I can't wait to meet you personally very soon. Take care. Thank you, Ms. McMillan.